Hi there. It's nice to finally meet you. You must be the man she won't stop talking about. Mind if we have a little private chit-chat? I just want to talk to you a little bit, and she's just outside the door. Do you know who I am? Yes. You could say I'm a friend of hers. She's the one that put that cute little blindfold on you and then tied you to the bed here, all so I could meet you. Well, let's just say she's a little strange. I want to know if she's been behaving herself. Has she said or done anything odd? I mean, besides put you alone in a room with a woman you've never met before? Come on, tell me. You're not in a situation to hide anything from me. I think you know what's in your best interest right now, and you should just do everything I say. Okay, good. So you two haven't had sex yet. She also asked you not to touch yourself at all. That may explain why you can't relax. Don't take this the wrong way, but isn't that a red flag? I mean, she told me that you two started dating over a week ago. Did you ever ask her why she would ask for such a thing? Okay, so you did talk to her about it. I like that. But I also want to know how she convinced you to go through with this. I mean, you look like you're a... Hormones are tearing you up inside. I see. She wouldn't let you get off, but she did let you constantly play with her boobs. You gave up sex for that? Just to keep touching a pair of big titties? I mean, that's adorable, but that can't be the reason you're here. What do you think you and I are doing here? She promised you, that after a week of holding it in and teasing you, she would give you a night that would blow your mind. Now that happens to be word for word what I exactly instructed her to say. Well, I think she should keep her promise. Is that what you want? Keep in mind, I'm not here talking to you for nothing. This will be a life-changing experience. I'll let her know I want to see her. Now that I've interviewed you, and I know that she's been a very good girl, and that you have decided that you want this, whatever this might be, I've kept it warm in here. It's quite warm, but it should be just right when you're undressed. If you haven't figured out by now, let me fill you in. I own her. It's her sole purpose to obey my every instruction. She's kind of like a pet, like a cat. I decide what she does, where she goes. She just so happened to find another animal while wandering around and brought it home to me as a gift. I thought you would be rock hard after not being able to come for so long, but your boxers are already soaked. Does it really turn you on that much to hear that your girlfriend is my sex slave? Then you're really gonna like that she does not get to orgasm until I want her to. You know why? This keeps her nice and hungry. The time that you two have spent together, well, it was difficult for her as well. Now, she is going to pull your shorts down and free that hard, leaking cock of yours. Look at how it's just moving on its own. I know you're aching for her. She wants it too. She told me all about how much she just wanted to blow you over and over. She wants to be your alarm clock. She asked if she could wake you up every single day with her hungry lips and send you to sleep every night. It's really quite sweet. I think she's, well, quite enamored of you. Listen to me carefully. If you two are going to get anything right tonight, this is it. The first rule is she is not allowed to make you come. In fact, let's get this straight. You are not allowed to come at all. You both need to know that feeling scared or needy isn't an excuse to disobey me. Not that you have any choice. I mean, you can struggle, but you have no way to escape. You're spread open, with no way to protect your thick, beautiful, dripping wet cock. You can't control that your cock is begging for attention. Now, she's gonna take your aching dick and put her lips on that slit. Right on that big puddle of pre-cum. You are completely helpless. And she will listen to every word I say, no matter what. The only thing that could go wrong is that she gets a little too hungry. She accidentally makes you shoot that massive load into her loving little mouth. I need to be specific to get what I want, even after all this. What she needs is a little instruction. So I'm going to be crystal clear. If he comes, I will punish her. What would be the worst punishment I could give her? I know. If she breaks the rules, I will hurt you. Oh, listen to that noise she just made. Did I just break her little heart? She knows exactly how much damage I'm capable of creating. Have a little faith. You've followed my instructions so far, and nobody has been harmed yet. Slave girl, I know you're trying not to cry. Go ahead, let it out. Oh, but keep your lips on his slit. I'll wipe away your tears while you suck away his. Look up into his face, girl. You just want to make him feel good, don't you? I wonder if she's thinking about whether she made a mistake. She can forget about that for all I care. My toys live to be played with the way that I want to play with them. Now, I want her to take her mouth off of you and let you suffer for a moment. How does it feel to be edged after all that waiting, all that teasing, your whole body burning with a desire to explode? I swear I can almost hear your dick pounding. I mean, you look like you're in pain, but your dick can't decide whether it wants to throb or melt. I'm gonna have to take off this blindfold. I want to see your eyes squeeze out tears for me, because it's so fucking hot. Try to relax, baby. No matter how hard you squirm or push, I won't let you come. If you do that every time she edges you, then you're going to get awful muscle clamps. Instead, why don't you enjoy yourself? It's not like you have any other option. So that was my first rule. The second rule is she must continue to edge you. She's going to start sucking you again. Oh, it must hurt so bad to be stimulated after everything you've been through. She's going to use her soft lips and tongue to gently make you feel that pain over and over and over. I know it hurts, but just think about how wonderful she is. A slutty slave with big warm tits is going to give you the most intense blowjob of your life. And she's going to keep doing it. Again and again, endlessly. I mean, that's what you wanted, right? You wouldn't have held back and trusted her if that isn't what turns you on. That's why I'm using her to torture you. She just wanted to be your slut, and I've made that a reality. I'm making her tease and edge you. Go ahead, look down. Look at her eyes. She doesn't want you to suffer the way I do. There. Both of you are completely at my mercy. There's nothing you can do. She does like the taste of your pre-cum, doesn't she? Oh, my good little girl's not so innocent after all. Only a slut like her would be so guilty and so horny at the same time. She's been such a good girl. Looks like you're about to pop again. I'll have her stop so you can savor the feeling. Oh, I told you. Try to relax and enjoy this constant etching. Tensing up is just going to make it worse. Before I tell you the third rule, I need to reinforce some things that are very, very important. She already knows some of them. I want you both to listen to me, because one way or another, I'm getting what I want. If you think that it's even possible not to obey me, well, you're just going to piss me off. Your life is at my mercy. I want both of you to know that I can be the sweetest, most loving thing that ever happened to you. I can take you both to my world of sexual bliss. I need to tell you this because there's no turning back. There is no turning back. When I started with you, you were already full and needy, and now I've turned that into agony for you. Oh, but also for her. She's also so pent up. If I just reach my hand down. I can feel how much you've teased her. I do like it when she feels good, but she needs to earn it. Just because her pussy is dripping doesn't mean she deserves to come. She knows the feeling of getting off after I've given her permission is so good. Anything else would be almost a crime. Isn't that right, slut? Now she's the one squirming. Look at her move. See how her hips are just writhing? Can you imagine if she felt this way biting your cock? Riding that hurting, engorged cock of yours. I'm going to slide a finger inside of her. Oh, she's so tight and so wet. So very, very wet. You would come so quick. But even if you did, you'd still be too full to go soft. You'd be so sensitive. It would feel like a laser over your cock, and she would bounce and ride you harder and harder, and you would reach up and squeeze those heavy swinging tits of her, and you would shoot load after load into her. And then she would collapse on you, and you would both feel each other's hot, burning bodies struggling to catch your breath. Your minds would be blank, except for those pleasant aftershocks of the best orgasms you've ever had in your life. Oh, no. But you don't get that. No. No. You get to be teased and toyed with. You get to be left so horny and swollen that your whole body feels sick and tense. And then maybe you'll get to watch her feel good. Oh, she's getting close. But she knows she can't come until I tell her to. She needs to be broken. Always she needs to be broken. As soon as she comes, she will have no free will of her own. When she comes, she's telling her brain that it cannot ever disobey me, no matter what. All I have to do now is go faster. God, look at how easy this slut is. She wants to be my brainless slave. Oh, yes. Yes, little girl, let it go. My wants are her needs. She's so close. When I tell her the third rule, she won't be able to say no, no matter what it is. She doesn't care what it is. Her answer is yes. That's it, girl. That's it, my little slave girl. I want you to come for me. Come all over my fingers inside your hot, tight cunt. Come for me. Look at her eyes. She looks like a doll. She can't even see me anymore. Her brain is like a blank slate. She's so peaceful and empty. I guess it worked then. I think she's ready to hear the third rule. The third rule is that everything I tell you to believe is true, no matter what. You don't know anything but what I tell you. You will forget what I tell you to forget and imagine what I tell you to believe. Your brain is empty except what I put into it. Slut. I have orders for you. You will believe everything I've told you even more strongly than before, and your conditioning will become more and more permanent. Understood? Oh, you will instinctually follow the three rules I have told you, even if you can't remember them. Finally, I want you to dress yourself. After you leave this room, you will forget that he and I have ever met. You will believe that he is your beloved boyfriend and that you started dating a week ago. You will remember that he asked me to talk to him privately and let you in by knocking on the door. Oh. And if he ever tries to escape or save you, use the knife I've hidden for you to eliminate him. If you have to do that, dispose of the evidence, including yourself. You will dress up, leave the room, and believe this now. Are you having fun yet? No? Well, that's understandable. Your mind still seems to be intact. To be honest, I like it better that way. You are very aware of the torture, and that keeps things very exciting for me. I mean, I can't exactly brag to people about my brain-fucked slaves, and I like talking to you. I'm having so much fun. Though, a couple of the early runs had some scary moments. Her conditioning almost broke the second time. But I don't think she has enough brain power left to fight back again. I also had to make sure to add some conditioning to stop her from accidentally letting you have any relief. No, well, her edging skills started out a bit sloppy. Even though she can't think for herself anymore, I'm surprised. She hasn't ever noticed or questioned anything. Even in the early runs, she hasn't even questioned that your balls look like eggplants at this point. I bet the tiniest little flick would feel like a gunshot. Well, I keep on telling you, tensing up just makes it worse. She had a lot of fun, but now it's time for me. I want you to grab something from the fridge, go to the bathroom, wash up, and then lie back down. I trust you know if it's easier if you do as I say. Then we have a little me time, so I can be nice and satisfied. While you're washing up, I think I'll go to the computer and look for something else that would be fun to do to you. Do you want to help choose? Okay, I understand why picking your poison over and over can feel crushing. I know. I think I'll just tell her that she's obsessed with sucking on balls and playfully putting them between her teeth. Oh, you silly thing. You might want to pick the next one. Anyway, when I'm done with you, I'll give another knock and we can start from the top. Oh, look at the bright side. She's still alive and happy. Try not to blame yourself for her situation. Oh, I think I'm doing plenty to punish you as it is.